Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump surrendered to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on a $200,000 bond. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is seeking to hold arraignments for all the defendants in the case the week following Labor Day. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the arraignments, marking the first time one of Trump's criminal proceedings will be televised. Donald Trump went so far yesterday as to post his own mugshot on Truth Social.
It was taken Thursday night during the booking process at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail and later released. Trump was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election. He was released on a $200,000 bond. The Trump campaign's now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender," underneath. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power. This after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. A lawsuit filed yesterday claiming Hawaiian Electric Company inexcusably kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. The National Weather Service said strong winds could knock down power lines and spark fires. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags of frozen vegetables that were sold nationwide being recalled because they might be contaminated with listeria. The bags of frozen mixed vegetables and sweet corn were sold at close to 4,000 Kroger and Food Lion grocery stores and supermarkets. The FDA has posted a list of the affected lot numbers on its website. Here's one award that no governor wants to win.
The most challenging state to drive in, according to MoneyGeek, is New Jersey. It analyzed traffic and driving data and based its rankings off congestion, safety, cost, infrastructure, and weather. MoneyGeek says the Garden State experiences the highest level of road congestion in the country, and it also has the second poorest road quality in the nation, with just 55% of its roads in acceptable condition. I'm Lance Pry.
Barbie, now the year's highest grossing movie. Greta Gerwig's film has brought in over $575 million at the domestic box office to make it this year's champ in North America. The Super Mario Brothers movie was the reigning champ after hauling in $574 million. Barbie will soon pass Mario at the global box office as well. Its worldwide total currently sits at $1.3 billion and is catching up to the $1.35 billion generated by Mario. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, great to have you along with us for a ride. Happy Friday to you. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, later on this afternoon, 1 o'clock, great interview coming up that's on our TV show at Talk4 TV. You can watch it live. It is with John Rabe and our good friend Dr. Jerry Newcomb from the D. James Kennedy Ministries. John is the director of creative production, and of course Jerry is the senior producer there, talking about the gender delusion. Wow, powerful documentary, information, anecdotal stories of people who have gone through, you know, the transgender craze, if you want to put it in those terms, with all due respect and consideration of, you know, what people are, you know, having to deal with. And how other countries have been dealing with it. But meanwhile, the United States, just like the way we handled COVID, felt like, nope, we're just going to keep on, you know, going full blast ahead here. It is just amazing. But that's where we are. So that's going to happen at 1 o'clock. Also, tomorrow at 2:50, you can tune in to Newsmax, and I'm going to be on a radio panel there. I'm still waiting on the topic that they were going to send over to me. So at this point right now, all I know is I'm going to be there. So if you tune in to Newsmax tomorrow at 2:50 Eastern Time, you will see me there on their radio panel, okay? Right now, we got Bill Ogden joining us. Bill is the promotional coordinator at Tactical Civics. It is a citizen action organization that dedicates itself to restoring America one county at a time. Bill Ogden, welcome to the show. Good to have you again.
Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to a man named Bill. You can trust me.
Exactly. Well, that's what it means, right? Our name means strength and defender, so definitely proud of that name, originating from William, but it's all good. But, you know, I appreciate your heart, Bill, and what you've done, your passion, because this is something that we believe in as well, is that it starts with those three most powerful words that were declared in our founding documents: we, the people. And you know, the establishment, the bureaucracy, the deep state is scared. Those three words, that's like the cross against Dracula, right?
Yes, it is. And it's good that you said cross, because at Tactical Civics, we take it back a step. We refer to Romans chapter 1, the second half, that we are living under God's judgment. All you have to do is turn on the news. You can see it's God's judgment. In Romans 1, the Apostle Paul, a couple thousand years ago, is telling the people of Rome, you turned away from God, so God's giving you up to your stupidity. And then he lists 24 things, which looks like a hit list for Congress, those 24 things. So this is part of a repentant nation turning back and doing the civic work we were always supposed to do.
Exactly.
We the people is, by virtue of defeating the British in the Revolution, the mantle of government fell upon the shoulders of the people. And because I want to do farming or I want to do hunting or whatever it is you and I both want to do, we wrote a job description for the people we hired to do our governmenting. We listed 17 specific things we expected them to do. We said anything that's not on this list, we've got somebody else to handle, the state.
Right.
And then we hired people, public servants. If they aren't doing the job they were hired for, we define them as criminals. If they're doing things that aren't on the list, we define them as criminals. Criminals need consequences, and public servants, they need supervision. I have an expression that when the teacher's outside the classroom long enough, even a good kid's going to whip an eraser every now and then. I don't know anywhere in this country where people work that they aren't supervised. I don't know any contractor that comes in to do work that doesn't have someone check his work before they cut his check. And so that's where we are with tactical civics, kind of in a nutshell. Certainly, it can be more nuanced than I just said.
But that really surmises the common sense approach that takes us back to the beginnings of this country and understanding that we're all humanoids and we fall short. And there needs to be supervision. There needs to be accountability. Unfortunately, the government has gotten so big, and with the power of the bureaucracy and the union infrastructures, they do everything they can to avoid said consequences and accountability. And as a result, Bill, I think they suffer from mediocrity. And when they suffer from mediocrity, the consent of the governed is compromised, and we the people are compromised. And this is why we have the government that we have today, and I agree. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, people ask me, they'll say, Bill, you know, do you think God's judging us? And I think, well, it's interesting that you asked that question. The fact that you asked that question tells me that you believe God's judging you. And let me ask you, why do you think God would judge us? And that opens up a whole nother. Right. So when they ponder on that, why do you think, I mean, the fact you asked the question is interesting. But let me ask you the other question is that why do you think, you know, because you think that God is judging us. Why do you think he's judging us? And it's interesting to hear their response.
Yes. You know, Paul never said anything twice, but three times in that section of Romans, he said three times, God has given you over to your stupidity. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice essay that starts out, at any given moment, there are far more stupid people around you than what you realize. And stupid people are much more dangerous than evil people. Stupid, ignorant, I don't care, uneducated, lack of common sense. Mm-hmm. Up here, I like to say the further away people get from the land, the more confused they become, because there's a lot of common sense things you pick up just by being outside, on the farm, as it were. I know that's not the society we live in any longer, but it would be good if people got back a little bit to their roots. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the turning away, we're a very patient and tolerant people. We tolerate people with different views. That is a hallmark of who we are. And so the fact that we believe in Jesus and we go to church doesn't mean that we don't accept you with whatever your beliefs are. You're welcome to live here among us, whether it's good for us or not long term. And we wouldn't want to offend you. You know, we're not offensive people. We might even quote a scripture that says we shouldn't offend you. But in so doing, we allow you to wrest control from us in what is obviously a Christian nation. It's obviously, if you ask people 400 years ago what's the purpose of America, they'd say to praise and edify Jesus. Why? What do you think we rode those boats over here for? Half of us starved. Of course that's what it's for.
Exactly.
If you ask the rest of the world, they still think we're a Christian nation. It doesn't really matter what a past president might have said. And when you set yourself up as a Christian nation, you automatically draw opposition. The opposition in modern times takes the form of global communism, where Karl Marx said his chief goal was to dethrone Jesus, and he dedicated his work to Lucifer.
Exactly. Bill, we've got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side from there. More from Bill Ogden after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
What's
certainly America is looking for solutions. We understand that this country is in chaos. And for every person out there, they have a different idea as to what would be the solution. You've heard us time and again say that we need to return to first principles. I'm a firm believer in first principles because that's where the standard is on the founding of this nation. What were the things that we embraced that catapulted this nation ahead of so many others and for so many decades? You know, for a couple of hundred years plus, it blessed us, it blessed the world. But here we are having this sense that it is slipping through our fingers. And again, and rightfully so, America's citizens are saying, what can we do to stop this spiral dive that we're in and really have a sincere and honest conversation about the problem and the solution? Bill Ogden continues with us. He is with Tactical Civics. Bill, you're relatively new to this program, but you articulate as if you've been there, you know, from the very beginning. What drew you to this organization?
Well, the word you used was solutions. After they stole the election, and it's inarguable to me that they stole it, and they have continued to do, I guess I was hanging out with a group that was putting stuff away for the day when the crap hit the fan, and I looked at them and said, when they're poisoning us, debasing our currency, opening our borders, stealing our elections, indoctrinating our children, exactly how much crap has to hit, how big of a fan
exactly
time. The question then is, what do we do? Do we run away from it? Do we hide in the woods? You can't fight a fire running away from it. We can't alter the Constitution because the other people would want a voice in that, and rightly so. And in simple terms, if we didn't enforce the original Constitution, what makes us think we would enforce the next one?
Exactly.
And political parties don't work. Political parties are, Washington argued against them. It is a form of distraction and diversion and division.
And exactly, disunity, without a doubt. Right, I agree.
Yes. 100%. If we can get you pointing at the other party and saying, look what they're doing, and they point back, I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, I don't care if it's black, white, young, old, urban, rural, tastes great, less filling, Ford or Chevy, Steelers or Cowboys, all of that is divisive. And while we're busy arguing, they're stealing food off our plates, and they're chewing it while they're laughing.
Exactly.
You know, they're getting rich. The people that say this is the most important election in history, well, sure, yeah, it is. The last one was, too. But I'm from Pennsylvania, where they told me to swallow hard and choose the lesser of two evils. And we still got Fetterman. And if you aren't sure who Fetterman is, study him a little bit. That's our newest senator up here. And so the solutions.
But he fits the pattern, though, the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, when you combine the mental acuity or lack thereof of Joe Biden, Fetterman, Dianne Feinstein, this is dangerous.
Well, they can pay him so he'll get rich, and he will vote the way whoever they want, so they'll get rich. Everybody's getting rich but you and I off this project. Government is organized crime. How did the Pelosi's get rich? How did Joe Biden get six mansions? And you just keep running the list. And at some point we have to stop and realize this is all my fault. I did not do my civic duty to supervise these people. Go to a school board meeting and see how it's poorly attended until recently. Go to a township meeting and see how it's poorly attended until recently. Of course they're going to steal. Nobody's watching them. The mechanism to enforce it, you talked about first principles, is the grand jury, which has a 1,000-year history, and the militia, which has an 800-year history. Now, before anybody has a faint about the militia is a lawful extension of county government and the grand jury. It is not a private club of skinheads who hide in the woods. I like to say it's not the Montana 3% trying to kill John and Beth Dutton every year on Yellowstone. It's a law enforcement group. I prefer the word Minutemen for descriptive purposes.
Yes.
Because we all know who the Minutemen were. They were heroes. I prefer, for an analogy, volunteer firefighters. You know, they're at home, the alarm goes off, they run to the station, get the equipment, which may be partially funded by the municipality, and go and face danger on our behalf. That's an analogy of militia. The militia is referred to in Article 1, Number 8, where one of the 17 enumerated powers says, shall call forth the militia. That implies it's already constituted. We don't have to, you know, go out and make one. Already constituted to enforce the laws of the land, suppress insurrection, and repel invaders, all of which would have been handy in the last couple of years.
You think?
Further, up in 1516, it talks about Congress has a duty to provide resources for the militia. So this isn't extra constitutional. It's intra constitutional.
Exactly.
I'm sure people are all the time walking around saying, well, I got a right to keep and bear arms, and they spit. Well, of course you do, and I spit. But they said, why don't you quote the whole amendment? It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of free state, comma. Because they've suppressed militia, they're coming after the firearms. It's
right.
The militia that's the key to all this. And the militia is simply a law enforcement group that can serve subpoenas, execute search warrants when paid law enforcement has a conflict of interest. And that's not a euphemism. That's a reality. If they aren't sure if they're going to search the house of a guy who could still be their boss next week, they have issues. If they're not sure if they can go, you know, because the DA may or may not want to follow up, they have issues. The grand jury and the militia is the people's panel. You talked about the common sense of the people. I trust 25 blue-collar citizens from the county to look at an issue and say either it warrants further inspection or it doesn't, because they don't want to be there all day, and they have common sense. It's like, I think it was Brandeis, it might not have been, might have been different justice, said, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it. I know what stealing looks like. I know what the conditions for stealing look like. I don't need a law degree. I don't need it to say H-O-N in front of my name to do that. We all know that.
Right.
We all know that. And so I joined Tactical Civics, which anybody can do here. There's a real good 11-minute video at tacticalcivics.com. I recommend it. Your listeners who have any interest whatsoever, watch that. There's a red join button. And I tell people, if this looks interesting to you, if you have $5, join. We're a volunteer mission. I'm not paid. $5 doesn't go to me. It goes to support it, what little infrastructure we've got. But join. Every one of the founders' books are available on that website. The most information for the least cost is on that website. TacticalCivics.com. We'd love to have you. We're a growing concern. You said I'm relatively new. I stand in the fastest growing, largest chapter in the Republic. I stand in the center of the state with the largest numbers in the Republic. You know, this is Pennsylvania. We're a purple state.
Right.
Every day, the enemy does things to enhance market conditions for us. Every day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is what, you know, this is why you're hearing the cries from people today. And what you're offering here at Tactical Civics is a solution, and one that activates and reconnects us with our founding and what our founding fathers, you know, believed in empowering we the people. And that's most important. We got about a minute left here, Bill Ogden. What about the grand jury? Are you sitting a grand jury to address some of these issues, or where are you that process?
Our function is to get ordinances putting a grand jury in every county. In the state of Pennsylvania, the legislature made it optional for the county. Since it's an option, we'd like our county to elect it.
Yes.
In order to do that, we're building certain specific numbers in our chapter sizes so that we can properly request it. And there's a, you know, it's called Tactical Civics. There's a game plan for rolling this out effectively.
Right. So well, there is so much to this, as you say, Bill, and tacticalcivics.com will give them a good basis. And I need to have you back because, you know, obviously we just barely touched on what all that you're involved in and how helpful this can be for the every man and woman. Bill Ogden, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on $200,000 bond. He later posted his mugshot on Truth Social and is now selling T-shirts with that picture. And the caption, "Never surrender." Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. That lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jerry Wilbur going to be joining us in just a moment. His book, The Rise of the True Blue Rebellion. He's long been regarded as the culture doctor, human resources executive, entrepreneur, award-winning researcher in the field of mentoring. He addresses, you know, what's happening. I mean, we're all seeing this, and we're responding in similar ways in terms of the chaos that's going on. You know, as Jerry says, the world as we knew it has ended. Psychopaths and strange visitors are sweeping over the land, and evil malaise has crept up and captured much of the population. But a few brave souls are fighting back. An unlikely hero rises up, and many brave people follow. They will not allow the brains and hearts of their fellow citizens to be hijacked. Instead, they will draw upon exciting new breakthroughs in neuroscience and biology to take back and build a better world. Jerry Wilbur, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're touching on things. I think that at times, Jerry, and, you know, as you talk, because you're all over and you're talking with different people, I feel at times we're blindfolded feeling different parts of the elephant, but it's still the elephant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think people are becoming more aware that you see this with people starting to react. I had somebody, they keep asking me, well, you know, what can we do? And I said, the big thing is get involved. If each person just gets involved. And even if it's just a small way, I try to get people involved in the public schools and do mentoring. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, you'd be surprised. You call these schools. Many of the schools are wide open to have people come in. Now, they may not allow you to be political, but you can certainly be there and have a presence there in the school.
How about talking history, Jerry? You know, just America's history. Can we sit down and talk about it? You don't need to put a dress on. Just go there and just talk the truth of history. And along the way, impart your experience, your knowledge of critical thinking that you could deposit into these kids that today's curriculum seems to be void of.
Yes, and I don't know if you noticed in the last election, one of the ladies that I'm a good friend with moved to Florida specifically to help DeSantis. And I don't want to maybe mention a political candidate, but
it's a civics curriculum. Right.
And the civics curriculum idea was that they wanted to have kids, if they wanted to graduate from high school in Florida, they have to be able to pass a basic civics test. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting because one of the other candidates, Vivek,
yes.
Never get his name, last name right.
Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy.
My parents had to pass that.
Exactly.
Citizens. And yet we allow our kids to come through, and they really don't understand the separation of powers, which I know you and I have talked about, which is right out of the Constitution, right out of the Bible.
Right.
Purposely.
Right.
And so I think that's another area that we need to start pushing for is civics training. Now, it's just the education itself is not going to do anything, but it's going to help a lot of people because a lot of people are not aware of that their government is set up specifically to try to control the power of the tyrant, but also the power of the tyranny of the masses. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea behind the way they set it up out of Isaiah 33:22. I know you and I have talked about that before.
Exactly.
But it says, the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. And that's the three separations of power, if you look at that. Mm-hmm. And so historically, America was set up that way to try to avoid the huge power that came with centralized government, whether it be London or, in our case now, Washington, D.C. And now they're trying to, the World Economic Forum wants to try to, again, centralize power and tell you what to do.
Yeah, of course.
Verse.
Yeah. Well, we know biblically that's, that is prophetic. That whether it's the World Economic Forum, but there will be some form of a one world government that will be pronounced. And it's almost like we're being, conditioned, a bit in this process to set us up to accept this. I mean, you've got COVID, and during COVID for 2.5-3 years, you had this silent creep that came over our sovereignty, and many of the policies were being controlled by a communist entity, the WHO. And even to this day, there are social media platforms that hold to the guidelines of the WHO. And my question to them is, when did they get it right? Along with Dr. Fauci, got more wrong than right. And now you're going to reward them and put them in charge. And, I thought you were an American company. Oh, no, we're a global company. But yet they are controlling Americans by what we say, because if you say something that doesn't comport with the guidelines of the WHO, which was responsible for killing over 7 million people, then you're deplatformed.
Yes. And I think people are starting to get aware of that. They just don't know exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say it's just each individual just has to start stepping forward and thinking, what can I do to be involved? The worst thing is apathy. And I think you and I have talked about this before. My phrase I use all the time is, do you care? Are you aware and do you care? Mm-hmm. And people are starting to get aware that they're being controlled by a lot of forces and things are happening to them. But I'm not sure. Now we're starting to see if they do care, especially when children are threatened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And meanwhile, in that malaise and in that vacuum of not caring and not being aware, the progressives have continued to move forward to where, they've kind of set up their own triune government operation within the deep state. And we had Colonel John Mills, breaking this down for us the other day. I hadn't even thought about it because I just looked at it in terms of the deep state or the deep, deep, deeper state. But, when you look at it, it's interesting how things come in threes. Right, Jerry? And when you break down the deep state, they have their triune operation. you know, between the NGOs, you know, and you've got, you know, law enforcement, you know, the marriage of law enforcement and the FBI as an entity. And then, of course, you've got the administrative state. So that's their holy trinity right there within the deep state. And they're not going to give up this power easily. I mean, they've been working on this for a long time, and they've got us fully surrounded. So for not caring and not being aware, you know, we're surrounded here. And so we have got to fight back. Otherwise, we're going to be World War II Germany.
Yes, and that's what I try to stress with the whole idea, kind of on our side, is what I call the dangerous church. And people mm-hmm. don't like that terminology. What do you mean dangerous? Well, what I mean by dangerous is the church is actually out there doing what we're supposed to be doing. And if you look, I had a friend of mine said, you know, I often sometimes go to church. When he goes to church, as I look around, I wonder, are these the people that Jesus would have been with or not? He says, you know, mm-hmm. unfortunately, a lot of churches aren't as active as they should be. They're probably more, they may have a form of religion, but they don't have the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I tried to study that. What was it about Jesus that made people want to approach him and not run from him? And part of that was he lived out what his beliefs were.
Exactly.
And he was a caring person, yeah. And that's what the church is, get back into the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry, much the same where we are today. I mean, the people had all these different versions and ideas, and now you have a figure who is the truth and the power of God, you know, right there in front of them. I mean, even Pilate standing in front of the truth, he goes, well, what's the truth anyway? I mean, he just kind of surrendered that, truth didn't exist. But, you know, and this is where we become vulnerable. When you abandon the truth, which we have, you know, it's been a slow process in this modern culture that said, well, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, you know, kumbaya, we can all get together. Well, you know, what a dangerous and stupid argument. And what has that done? That's captured us into this big lie that is destructive. It is killing people, ruining lives, and compromising generations ahead. This is really, you know, as you say, Jerry, you're exactly right. We have got to care, and there's no excuse for not being aware. Jerry Wilbur is with us. He's author of the book Rise of the True Blue Rebellion. And we'll have more from Jerry on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jerry Wilbur continues. He has been known as the culture doctor, and it doesn't take long as you appreciate his wisdom that he's so gracious in sharing with us as we realize that, hey, look, at we're in this boat together, and the strength of who we have on this boat is only as strong as our weakest individual. Too long America's had a very laissez-faire approach about their government. We just trusted and thought that, hey, look, if we did our civic duty and we elected these people, that we could believe them and that they would follow up. But here we are decades later and realizing these guys just flat out lied to us. And they're happy to be in office because they're making a ton of flipping money. And you go, wait a minute, these guys, how can they make 170 grand a year, you know, for 10 years and come out and become gazillionaires and own all the kinds of palaces all over the world? And we're sitting here going, well, and we just keep paying more taxes and be holding to them all the more. Well, you know, you just, I think America is slowly but surely waking up, but this is our government. It's a government of, for, by, we the people, not the elites. So it is time for us to one bit of zip code at a time to take this country back. Jerry poses the question, does politics attract big liars or does it create them, Jerry?
Yes, well, that question's a key one, in that we don't want to get into the weeds too much, but the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath, sociopaths learn how to be corrupt and learn maybe because of traumatic childhood experiences, but psychopaths are born that way. You and I have talked about this before, the brain scans actually
Yes, exactly.
Are different than ours. And they are, a psychopath is attracted power.
Jerry, let me interrupt you for just a minute. You know, just what you just said right there. I mean, right now there's a lot of conversation about having, you know, some sort of mental evaluation of the president. Some have suggested, you know, throughout the entirety of Congress might be appropriate. But maybe to your point is maybe we need to run a brain scan on these individuals.
Well, I think that's what would work. People have said, America suggested that maybe one thing that Trump should offer or another Republican candidate is that if he came in, he would give everybody lie detector tests. They asked me about that, and I said, well, the problem is extreme narcissists and psychopaths can pass most of our lie detector tests. Now, some people are telling me, well, maybe not some of the brand new, most high-tech, but they can lie without any showing any emotion. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have no empathy. They can lie. They prefer to lie over the truth, and sometimes they can't even tell the difference between their lies and their truth.
Yeah, I think we have somebody every day that we see as president of the United States, sadly, who fits that description, Jerry. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I agree 100% with you. And they, like I say, when I tell people they prefer to tell a lie even when the truth would do, they go, oh, and I go, no, just watch. I mean, mm-hmm. telling stories that you know are not true but makes you look good, and you know they're going to be checked, who cares?
Yeah.
And see, that's what's scary, and that's why I don't want to plug my book, but back in both the first two books, and actually his last book, I talk about.
What do you mean you don't want to plug your book? That's why you're here, Jerry. We got to plug your book. We got to educate our listeners here. So go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. For that reason, and I think people do say, well, why did you have quite a good retirement? I said, well, I didn't write books to make money. I made books to get ideas. I write books, and that's part of what I can do is get out there. But the idea of forcing them to tell the truth. But it ends up that that would be manipulated also, because in my book I talk about the guy's slogan is, if I lie, I die. I have to tell you the truth.
Mm.
Well, people tried to set him up on that, and it was very, very difficult for him to have to do that. But that says more about us as a people and a country, that we should be willing to have a person tell us the truth and be point blank and straightforward. But instead, when that happens, they get attacked,
mm-hmm.
not only by the media, but by lots of people. And, mean tweets.
Right.
I tell people, would you rather have mean tweets or would you rather have the Communist Party breathing down your neck?
Yeah, empty store shelves, Yeah, right, exactly.
That's right.
Who says they're mean? You know, that's the thing. See, we're told is, I wrote a commentary, about a year and a half ago. You know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And, this was the narrative that was pushed out there. I mean, like right now, I mean, the deep state, the propaganda industrial complex of social media and mainstream media have all decided to pigpile on Donald Trump and make everything as crazy as possible. Now, I understand there's some, I think there's some honest discussions and maybe misunderstandings. I mean, even at the, this is one of the things that bothered me, Jerry. I don't know if you caught this or not, but during the debate, Mike Pence, somehow he was just begging for vindication that he did the right thing. Well, Mike, you know what? I wasn't in the room with you at the time in the discussion that you and the president had. It would seem to me that what he was asking, he didn't ask to turn over the Constitution. I don't believe that was the case. Maybe that's what you heard and that's how you perceived it. Okay, I'll grant you that. But I don't believe that the president would have asked you to willfully violate the Constitution. I think it was an honest question to say, look, there are lots of questions about what happened in the 2020 elections. What can we do, to send it back and tell these states in particular where we've got, all these documented evidence of questionable, voter influence and machinations here. Can you have them review this? I think that was a fair question. I think that was a moment that required extraordinary courage. Unfortunately,
yes.
we failed the test. And Mike Pence believed what he believed. Okay, fine. I mean, I don't hold that against you, but I'm not going to be like everybody else on the stage to say, well, Mike did the right thing. I don't know that he did the right thing. I'm not convinced that he did. I think he believed he was doing the right thing, but what is the right thing, Jerry, versus what you believe is the right thing?
Yes, yes. No, I agree with you, and I think he's. that's a big, and I talked to a lot of people that know, and I said, they weren't, all they want to do is just hold for a second, let the state representatives present their case, and maybe we'll say, oh, wait a minute, okay, we shouldn't allow them to vote. That's mm-hmm. And now it's against the law. Well, that's why Trump's being prosecuted in two places, D.C., now mm-hmm. and Florida, but mainly D.C. and Georgia.
Well, Jerry, let me
free speech.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Trump asked the question of Mike Pence, And Mike Pence read it in a different way and thought he would violate the Constitution. Okay? So what happens? After this takes place, you know, one of the first things the Democrats do, and they got some Republicans to go along with it, they pass a law to take, you know, to make sure that the vice president would not have an option whatsoever. So there had to be something of consideration within the law of what Trump asked for. If there wasn't, then why did they pass a law in order to nullify that?
Exactly. Yes, I agree with you.
You see, but the people don't know that. You see, and you know, and like some of this stuff about government and the deep state and everything. I mean, in my humble opinion, Jerry, I'll tell you, January 6th was a setup, and they set up a trap.
That's coming out.
Yeah, they set up a trap, and unfortunately, we had some innocent. There were some. You know, some bad players there. There were also, you know, 40 FBI insurgents participating and whipping up things too. And unfortunately, we have seen over the years what the FBI and the CIA has done overseas, with other countries. And now the chickens have come to roost. Now you've got, the FBI and CIA acting on a political interest, and they're doing it to us. They're not doing it to some third world country, you know, securing some sort of regime change or president change. They did it to our own country. And I think that slowly but surely the American people are beginning to wise up and see this. And, I mean, you know, I think that it's almost every day we run into another reason to consider, you know, where we are right now. And we are in a constitutional crisis that continues to unfold. And, you know, back to what we talked about earlier, how much worse does it have to get, Jerry?
Well, hopefully we can stop that and stem that. But I realize when people talk about, you know, there needs to be more of a motion and movement towards election purity. I shouldn't use that term, but to make sure that what happened in 2020 doesn't happen in 2024. And then once we are able to get somebody back in there that's strong, then I think they need to really tear apart most of what's in Washington, D.C.
Without a doubt.
No reason. The Department of Agriculture is in Washington, D.C. What about even if they need the Department of Education, which is a question on that, that should be sent back out, if not to the states, at least sent out someplace else. And I think if you get away from that accumulation, right now there's such an accretion of power in Washington, D.C., that it's like overwhelming. It's hard. You know, anybody comes in, somebody said, well, you know, Trump didn't put with some of the best people. I said, you know, it's like trout fishing in a sewer pond. When all you can do is get people out of Washington, D.C., you're not going to catch very many rainbow trout.
No, that's right. Well, so you have 60 days to hire over 4,000 people? Something like that?
And he didn't have an organization like that. Most people had, and what he did well with were the business people that he brought in.
Exactly.
Really good trade decisions and negotiations. And, I think if he gets back in, he'll be much better set up now. I hope he knows what to avoid.
I would think so. Experience defines preference, as we say, Jerry Wilbur. Hey, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Do you
have a great
weekend. Get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other name.